the office holder of the spiritual division contact the managers of the cane plantation.
Who was that at the time? Who was that?
That was Mr. Lubrico.
Lubrico.
Okay, and then so you went to Wahiawa?
Yeah, I went to those are all Wahiawa. Some goes to Robinson too.
Yeah.
You know where the golf course there in Konya? Mm.
Yeah.
There was a camp there.
Okay.
And the other one is by Panaho.
Yeah.
Pomoho.
Yeah, yeah.
Way by the aerial, Navy aerial.
Yeah, right.
That's the place where we went. Yeah. 12 of us went there.
How many years did you work there?
I worked there for
37
up to 1940.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that one of the reasons that you had to come down was because you had to work for the repayment of the utang.
Yeah.
What part do you think of your salary did you give them for repaying this? What was your salary at that time?
The order given to us. And we accepted it. Only our clothing and food to be remain with us. All the rest we give.
And to whom did you give it?
We give to the in charge of the spiritual division.
Lubrico.
And Lubrico will give to Cariaga because he in charge, Florencio Cariaga, in charge of the paying the bills of the territorial office and the branch office.
So now this order to you is only to the 24 or more than 24, that there were others like you who were also asked to do this?
That was given to first to the 24 who were the first call
to come down.
Yeah. The second call is another 24. Less than 24, because some didn't agree to come down because that is this your taste.
Yeah.
They said
so. They didn't come down, and they're going to work to themselves and then disappear to the organization.
When you say test,
that is a trial.
What would be the Ilocano word for that?
Oh, that is a trial in your life.
Yeah. Ano tata sa Ilocano?
Test. Oo. Subok.
Parang Tagalog.
Mm, subok.
Kana
subok lang. Ayaw ka mo maniwala. Yun ang, that is their reason.
What would you think that the sign word for that would be?
That is purba.
So some didn't want to come and stay.
Only five of them disagree for that commandments.
Okay.
Later on, the three came and joined us.
Uh-huh.
The two make hard head. Uh-huh. Did not come at all. But what happened?
Uh-huh.
They become the other one, the Ilocano, become Buang Buang.
What's his name, Tata?
In the mountains he became.
No, he go down and work too, part-time he work in the yard.
Oh.
But he used the money for his own.
Uh-huh.
Then he become crazy.
What's his name, Tata? You don't know.
That is Antonio Passion.
Passion. Okay, the other one who did not come down.
That is Cuenca. No, I think.
Cuenca?
No, Cuenca. But Cuenca joined us
later.
Only one did not join.
Okay, who are the other four? You said five of them did not want.
Oh, they can join. Later on, they got have time.
Yeah.
When they are in the wilderness, they cannot stay there already because no more connection. You cannot do this job without connection.
Yeah.
They got no more connection. They cannot keep still there. They try to go work in the yard. You see. And then they come and join us in the camp. Only one did not come, but he became crazy. Only the Ilocano.
Tata, this is something just back there. When you were up in the mountain, How did you survive every day? What kind of food did you eat and what did you do?
What I consider that could be eaten, as long as animal can eat, we can eat any kind of grass. Because that is the experiment of life. You see. If we like to eat any kind of grass can eat, you see. Fruit.
Uh-huh.
And ibisan mga layat dyan. Still are many. Because that is my experiment now in life. Did you not hear the story about the Federation? When there is dark stripe, what the people see before, only the Federation survived.
Because they were ready.
Yeah, that is true. Because this is preparation for the coming hardship on earth. Any religion knows that there's something to come in the future. Not only the Federation.
So this was preparation for the Panahon?
Yeah, it's Panahon. Tinotana.
Okay, the other thing, Tata, is you said, I think 49, there were about 49 of you all in all?
Is that
what you said? Okay. Did anybody die? Or did you know of anybody who died? While up in the mountain?
No, I did not hear anybody.
Okay. Or get sick?
No more sick. Nobody sick.
In your opinion, did you succeed in your mission in the mountain?
Well, as I told you, that's the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I succeeded because I knew that what is written in the Bible is true. You see, if God will give you the power, you see, just like the bird, if God do not give him the power, he cannot fly. Because there is a power given to every creature and human to do, you see. Those works, you cannot do that without any connection to God. Just like eating raw vegetarian, you cannot do that without the power that God will give you. You see.
So from 1937 to 1940, you worked in Wahia.
1941.
To 1941.
Yeah, yeah.
Till the beginning of the war or before the start of the war? Before Pearl
After
Harbor?
After the start of the war, then I went to work for the USED, work for the army.
The defense?
Yeah.
This, while you were still working on the plantation, for that whole time, you only provided yourself with food and clothing, and the rest of your salary you surrendered to the officer, to the head of the special division.
No, not all. That takes only about 37, 38, 39.
Okay, 3 years.
That is about, it's about to be split, because the rest of the guys did not care for it already. And even though we have received the instruction, the old timers in the Federation, like those from the mainland, they organized themselves that they are only going to give $10 instead of the whole. We make a meeting in our group. They lead the meeting. But what I told them, we even try to give once yet. What I told them, what kind of fish do you people had? You sell, what you naghural kamo? That you are going to that, you are going to follow that instruction. Now you are going to change. What kind of fish, you guys? I told them frankly. So some of them believe what I said, and some of them did what they like. You see.
Now this split is among your group now.
Yeah, that is in my group.
Yeah.
It is in my group. I have the record. Some gave only $10 from the beginning up to the separation. Mm-hmm. But some gave what they
everything.
Yeah, what we accepted to do. You see. Mostly those from the mainland did that, $10. But after paying the indebtedness of the office, we run that to our other obligation in the Federation. Just like by rotation, to become a member of the Philippine World Federation, you see, all of us, you know, have that. After that, we have this Supreme World Council, you see. And then we go to the revolving financial formula of life. Those are our money, gas, in the Federation. And after that, we keep money to buy this place, you see. In 1944, I think, we got this place.
During the war, then?
Yeah.
1944.
Yeah.
I want to know about why did you stop? You said you only gave 37, 38, 39.
Well, because no more utang already.
No more utang.
Oh,
that's what the members think now, no more utang.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can keep that in their pocket now.
Yeah.
And then they can buy something.
Yeah.
And even though we are giving our monthly donation for the office, so that it will not be in deepness already again.
Okay. How much tata was your monthly donation that you were giving to the office?
After the utang?
Yeah, after the utang.
Oh, no, only $250.
A month, okay.
Yeah.
How much did you give, like how much were you earning in Wahiwa Plantation? And how much of that did you give to the officers for the territorial, for the
before small fee. Sometimes you can give $35 a month.
A month.
Because only 2 pesos a day.
$2 a day.
Yeah, then $2.40.
Uh-huh.
It save harvesting time. Those who can work contract can make more money.
Uh-huh.
You see.
So, did you have an accounting of this? You seem to say that you were the one. Were you the leader?
I was the secretary of the first group,
uh-huh.
Pellegrino group, because that is the first group. I was the recording secretary of that. Still, I have my record. I think I am the only secretary of this group who got that record now. Among them, no more. Everything, no more. I can guarantee that. They don't have, they forget everything.
So what your record shows would be the names of
name,
the
months,
people?
Under time of work, days of work,
uh-huh.
How much they earn and how much they gave. You see.
For yourself, Tata, can you say how much you contributed of your money during those 3 years to help in the
program? I don't know.
But you have a record of
that? I have a record. Until now I have my record. They can...
You collected also? No, the treasurer collected. You only had the record somebody else collected to give to...
No, when my keyman, that is our Cayman, that is Pellegrino. When you collect the money,
uh-huh.
I am recording. I show the money to give to him. And when you give the money to Lobreco, I give the record to Lobreco.
Uh-huh.
You see. There is one time during those days, because of competition and jealousy, they wanted again to change Lobreco. See. They take one guy to take Lobreco's place.
Who
Without any meeting. And they wanted that we are going to give that money to that new guy without any meeting.
Who were they?
you see how smart they are.
Yeah.
When they, after period, they called me to give that money, we went to the territorial office. They took that guy there. They did not tell me. When we went in the office, my came and told me that we are going to give that money to him, to that new guy, new officer. But I asked them question, why, what is wrong? I told them, what happened? Did they make a meeting to change Lubrico out?
But without calling you?
Yeah. They said no. And why did you not bring Lubrico here? We are giving normally the money in the apartment, our Sunday school, and then now we come to the office. You see. If doing this one, I am not going to give the record, you give the money, it's up to you. I told to my cameraman, I think you're not doing proper or you're not doing right. If you change Lubrico supposed to be prison here. I told them. So they did not do anything. We went back to the...
With the money? You did not give the money?
No, they did not give because they are afraid what I'm telling them.
They didn't replace Lubrico.
You see?
Yeah.
Lubrico, I wanted to ask one thing about Lubrico. Do you remember his first name?
What was Lubrico? I forgot again the name.
That's okay. I don't expect you to know all those things after all these years. Was he a Visayan also?
Huh?
Lubrico Visayan, was he?
Yeah, Visaya.
So he was. When did he took over after Bagong Yuto left? How long did he remain the director?
Oh, I think he stayed in the office until he passed away. He stayed there, I think, about 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. He is the... Mr. Lubrico took the place of Mr. Quiñones when Quiñones separated from Bagong Yuto.
Who appointed Lubrico?
Oh, Bagong Yuto.
Bagong Yuto appointed him?
Yeah, through the approval of the master.
Yeah.
Bagong Yuto recommended. Bagong Yuto picked him up and then consulted the master and the master said, okay.
Yeah.
You see. And then introduced to the entire membership of the spiritual division, introducing also to the material officers in order that they can work together for the good of the organization, you see.
And do you remember what year Mr. Lubrico died?
I think that was 1938. He was accident.
An accident?
Yeah.
What kind of an
accident? He was driving the road Lura, because during the war, we are forced to work, you see. He was operating the road Lura, you know the...
Steam roller.
Yeah, steam roller.
Yeah.
Pison.
Yeah, Pison. He fell down, I think.
But that was before the war, Tata?
No, that was wartime.
Oh.
But he said he died in
38. Oh.
38.
Not 48. No, 48 is 35. I think that was 43. I think he passed because that is wartime.
Yeah,
it was during the war that he died.
Yeah.
And he was then replaced by Alfonso Cubico.
Yeah. After that, he was replaced by Cubico.
And then, who appointed Mr. Cubico? Do you remember? How? Because the master was. In the Philippines.
Yeah.
How did Mr. Cubico get his position? Do you remember?
He was appointed by the master through to the approval of the members. And then Mr. Cubico picked up his co-officers, just like Bulawan and Ordista. Ordista was one of his officers too, with Mr. Bulawan.
Then after 39 tata, you stopped giving because of the utang. You just gave what the monthly $2.50, and then you kept the things mostly to yourself. Did you buy any property? Did you start saving money all this time? Were you sending money home to your family to for the education of your brothers and sisters?
Sometimes I send money to my parents, but not big. Those days, the master need plenty money, you see. Especially when we win again to run for an office in the Philippines, they need money. And those days, I am one of the strongest members supporting the work of the master. I'm not bragging this. I am one, but I am not the first. I am one. You must have to understand that.
Oh, yeah.
No. But ever the master needs, I'm one to give to. You see.
Okay. Did you have a personal contact with the master? Talk to him?
No.
No.
It is through to the contact of Mr. Of the director of the spiritual living, through Lobriku and through Kopiku. Like that.
So you never met the master really personally and talked to him
when
he was here? Oh, you did?
I did. Because during their lives, I was their official photographer in those days.
That's right. Wow. This is something I forgot. When I first met you, you were asking about my camera and you said you were the official photographer.
See, I was the official photographer of the Federation. And even when they organized the Moncada Foundation, all of them pass in my hand because I take all the pictures for the card.
How did you learn photography?
Oh, it's through experience. This is the way how I started to learn the photography. Before, we used to have picture taking all the time. Mr. Madarang hired Mr. Cabras, a Ilocano photographer. But Mr. Cabras does not have a good equipment. So he asked Mr. Madarang to, he asked some help to Mr. Madarang to buy some cameras. Mr. Madarang is broke like me. So Mr. Madarang introduced me to Cabras to contact me. So.
What year was this, Tata?
That was past 1940 already.
Okay.
So, I admitted to help Cabras to buy some camera, like this circuit camera. Mr. Cabras offered me to learn taking picture with the speed graphics. Oh, I tried. It did not take long time for me to take pictures and develop. That's the way how I learned, practical only. Once I know the to operate the camera, to mix up the chemical, it's up to me now to experience how to develop.
So then you became the official photographer?
I became.
When the master needed a lot of money to run for office in the Philippines, how did you give the money to him?
We give through to Kobiko.
Kobiko.
Because when the master asks some amount,
it's always the spiritual.
It will be spread to the members. You see, the message will be given to the members, and those who got money can give a certain donation. So we give all our donation to Kodiko, and in whole, it will be sent to the master.
Do you think that the material members gave as much money as the spirit?
They are giving, but they cannot. Go. They cannot give as much as we give from the spiritual division.
Why not?
Well, some of them spend more than us.
On themselves?
Yeah.
Or on their
because
families.
Like us.
They have greater needs.
Yeah. Like us, we spend our money economically. We're not going out, we just stay in the house. We're not going to any other or the other gatherings. That is why we can save more money than them. They got more pressure. If you go more out, the more you spend money. But if you stay home, you know, you spend on your food, clothing, that's all.
I want, Tata, what is the, you started something, tell something that was happening with the territorial office, like with Arado and some of the officers, that there was a split or something during this time.
During that their time?
Yeah, like in the late 30s.
Oh, that is through jealousy, office, duties. Because, as I told you, if Arado became the territorial chairman of the Federation, you see, that is a high rank already. But some guys like that position too, that caused the complex. In order to take Arado out, see something wrong to Arado, and tell to the master.
They will sumbong him.
Sumbong. this and that, he's no good. We're changing. This and that, see? Well, the master, we are all his children. If your children fight, give them candy so that they will stop fighting. That's how the master do.
Uh-huh. So what did he do?
That's the philosophy of the master.
Was Mr. Colliado active in the Federation before the war?
Yeah, he is active off and on to his duty.
Mm-hmm.
Off and on.
Was he a close friend of the master, or?
Well, everybody is friend of the master. Because even the master is called you.
Yeah.
After he's called you, you are his son again, you are his member again.
What was the main duty of Mr. Colliado for the Federation before?
Oh, he was the territorial secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also the, what do you call that, writer of the Federation. Anything the master likes to publicize something, only Colliado can do that there in the Federation. Nobody else can do.
So he could really write, he was a writer. Did you, the banquets and the banquets that you had, was that something that you, was necessary, that you found important?
Well, those are necessary, especially the funding of the Federation, the state convention, your effort, you see, in order that you can call your friends, especially the government officials, to attend, witness the activities of the organization, you see, because the foundation of the Federation that will be on December 27, the prophecy of the master is this, that will be the coming Christmas, just like the Christmas, see, 27, that's the new birth of the new era, you see, and believe it or not, that time will come, that date will be celebrated, not only the Federation, but entire the world. Just like Christmas. And National Convention, that is July 4th, that is for the Philippine independence. That's why the master chose July 4th, introduced to the Congress that will be the Independence Day of the Philippines, so that when we Filipinos celebrate July 4th at the same time with America, you see, to celebrate, you see, that is the reason why. But now, when Macapagal, President Macapagal, was disappointed to the President of the United States when he is asking the money to rebuild the Philippines. So he moved to June 6 or June 30, I think.
12.
June 12.
June
12. But that is not the proper Independence Day, because that was passed away. You see, they cannot realize what they are doing, if it is right or wrong. You see. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I know that, but they cannot
deny it will come back to July 4th. You see, that will come back.
Tata, okay, just not to get on. You said until 1941,
mm-hmm.
you were working in Wahiwa, and the war broke out.
Mm-hmm.